This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. So, here we are. All right. I'm looking at this guy. Have you guys heard of Matt Stoney? The name, I find intriguing because my son's name is Stone, and I used to call him Stoney. Apparently, there's this guy named Matt Stoney, and this is a very, very interesting fella, okay? He is a competitive eater. He's only 24 years old, and he's American. And apparently, what he does is he eats a lot. Okay, on YouTube. He is, and I mean, good for him for being able to catch the media's eye and be a social media, giant and having his videos go viral. I'm just scared to death for this guy. Apparently, he will eat a giant bowl of Trix, 5,000 calories. He will eat a massive 10,000 calorie English breakfast challenge. He will eat multiple burgers from Five Guys. He will eat 25 M&M ice cream sandwiches. He will eat, drink, I don't know. I saw him eat. There was a Pizza Hut Super Bowl $49 meal where there were three pizzas, a 2-liter bottle of diet soda, I think breadsticks and chicken wings, which, by the way, for football, I mean, that's kind of a good deal. I think it was Pizza Hut or something, okay? He eats the whole thing. So this is what he does. He'll eat an insane bowl of tortellini, etc. And, you know, my son is like, yeah, look at him. You know, he's got the metabolism where he could do that. I'm like, no. This is dangerous stuff. This is dangerous. You know, I'm like, how could it be dangerous? Well, remember there was one guy who tried to eat the, what is this? I'm looking it up right now. Hold on a second. Let me look it up. Apparently, he was eating the world's hottest chili, and he burned a hole in his esophagus. It's a 47-year-old American. I remember this. And I guess he had a burger that had this puree made of boot jalokia. I guess these are luminous orange chilies that grow in India and are also known as ghost peppers. Within seconds, he began to vomit. He vomited so violently that the vomiting tore a hole in his esophagus. He was reeling on the floor in pain. Because, you know, everybody was probably around him laughing, going, damn, oh my God, this is so funny. And then doctors performed an abdominal scan and a pelvic scan. They saw a bunch of air and fluid and food floating around inside the body. So they took him to the operating room, and they discovered a 2.5-centimeter tear in the left side of his throat. So he was given a feeding tube. Actually, he was given a breathing tube to aid his breathing. And I guess he was ventilated for about 14 days. He then spent another 9 days in the hospital, later discharged, and he had a feeding tube in place. So, this is crazy. Apparently, it's a medical complication known as Bohaver syndrome. It was reported back in the 1700s. And, unfortunately, you can go through shock, go through sepsis, because now you have a hole from the GI tract going to the other parts of your body, and it's supposed to be sterile inside there. So now you're getting non-sterile food, non-sterile things. Because remember, your GI tract is full of non-sterile food particles, air, etc. So once that gets inside the body, and the inside of the body is not supposed to be exposed to this sort of bacteria, it's a problem. So these ghost peppers are like, wow. Remember we talked about the Scoville rating?
Unfortunately, those peppers had a rating of 1 million. So a sweet bell pepper has a rating of 0. Tabasco has a rating of 100. Jalapeno, 2,500. So those peppers, I don't know where you get them, but don't even go there, okay? Don't. Yeah, I know. It's crazy to think that there is something that strong. See, to me, if nature has something like that, that strong a pepper, it's because something's toxic. Okay, I mean, nature is very, very smart, where if something is going to make you vomit that violently, it's because you're not supposed to get that into your body. So I'd like to find out what toxins those peppers have, because if you vomit that violently whenever you eat something like that, that means it's something that shouldn't go into your body. That's just how I look at it. So back to Matt Stoney and him, doing this competitive. He's not the first one to do competitive eating. Competitive eating now is this big trend on social media, and people like to see, people taking these sessions. I think he makes money on it. I think he won, $10,000 for one of his competitions. He is 5'8", he weighs 125 pounds. He has about 800,000 subscribers. I'm not sure. But, he could drink a gallon of Gatorade in 37 seconds, eat 6 pounds of packed jalapenos. What's happening? What could be going on in your body whenever you do this? Well, first and foremost, the human body is never designed to eat, to take on that much of a load of food. That's why people get diabetes. Alright? When you crash diet, or when you don't eat and then you just eat once a day, your body and your insulin and your pancreas, the way you absorb the sugar, your body doesn't like it. Your body likes food in little bits. So anything like that, I think, is going to thrust you into an early diabetes. Maybe not today for him, but eventually. Next, you have the toxicity. Your body needs to digest things slowly. Okay, vitamins, carbs, fats, etc. And so when you eat slower, and the body has a transit time, the body already has an innate time on how it's going to digest your food. So you sit here and you rush things because you have all this food in the stomach and the colon, the intestines, like, okay, we got to move. So we got to start moving things quick. And the colon really doesn't have much to say about it. It's usually the small intestine. Then, now you're changing the transit time. And unfortunately, things are gonna get through. Kidneys are not prepared. Liver's not prepared. And I think it messes with the brain. So, and then not to mention the strain on the heart. That's stressful. And you remember, one of the reasons why people vomit whenever they competitive eat is because the body's like, I don't want this. Let's get it out of the stomach so the intestine can do what it needs to. So it's dangerous. I hope, it'd be interesting to see what studies show on Mr. Stoney. But, man, Godspeed, because I'm really nervous about you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you know, a very common question I get. And this one email I'm not going to read. It's very, very long-winded. Apparently, there's this guy that he really wants to make it work with this one lady that he likes. And he can't tell if she likes him, so that he makes the next move. I don't know how you guys do it. It's got to be so difficult. I'm one of the very few women that sometimes feel sorry for the guy, because that's got to be difficult. Okay, you don't want to be accused of being a pervert or being inappropriate or being assaulting when you're not. I actually, gosh, I have this one listener, I don't have the email in front of me, where he was doing everything right, you know, that he thought was right, you know, waiting for her to talk, waiting for her to kiss him, whatever. And then he finally decided to kind of change his tune, and he's like, you know what, I'm just going to go up and kiss her, you know, in the middle of the date, to just kiss her. And it worked. He's like, oh my gosh, it just worked. I guess women want, or some women want, the opposite of what we think. They want us to just kind of go in there and pounce and lunge. And I don't know. I don't know, because if we don't like you, oh no. We're gonna take out the mace. I mean, we're gonna fight like there's no tomorrow, and it will be construed as assault. But if we do like you, okay? And we're too embarrassed and too meek to say something. And then you do like one of those, you know, New York City, what was it, the end of World War II, where he just grabbed the nurse and kissed her, something like that. Now, from what I understand, she didn't like it, okay, when it happened. She didn't know who this guy was, and I guess she, you know, or maybe she did. Maybe she did secretly, and she never admitted to it. It was in the 40s. How's she going to admit to something like that back then? But, you know, you don't know. So you can't sit there and say, when a woman says no, she means yes. No, because if a woman says no, it's no. It has to be, otherwise you go to jail. Okay? And you know, women, come on. If you like a guy, alright, they have no idea if their next move is gonna, you know, land them at the altar with you or land them in a jail cell. So this playing hard to get, and what a lot of us women do, I mean, we need to be a lot more, honest. If we don't like somebody, you need to let them know. Don't be leading them on trying to be nice. If you don't want them to do anything, if you don't want, you know, anything to do with them, just say it. Let them know so then they can move on, and then they don't have to sit there and you know, but if you do like them, you can't be doing this, oh, well, I'm going to wait for this, and maybe he'll do this, and maybe he'll, okay, you know, guys don't think like women do, and women don't think like guys do, okay? I think we've already, you know, figured that out. So guys, what do? You like somebody. You want to take it to the next step. How do you know? All right. Well, you know, body language is very, very important. Okay. So let's say you're on a date. Okay. If she maintains eye contact. Now, she could be somebody like me, very well versed in communication skills, where I have no problem really looking at somebody and listening, you know, even if I really don't care about what they're saying, I could maintain amazing eye contact. I just do. Okay, and I'm like, yeah. But for the most part, if she's not interested, she's not going to want to look at your eyes. So she's going to look away a lot. Or, you know, by the way, there's a lot of, what's the word for it, where you could send telepathic messages. I know this kind of sounds bad, but you know how when you're looking at somebody and everything's going fine, you guys just looking at you guys are just talking about whatever, and then all of a sudden you get a split second thought going, wait a second, this could go somewhere. She picks up on that thought and then either starts to run away, and you're like, I didn't mean to think that. How did she pick up on that? These types of things happen. There is something that the animal kingdom possesses, that many of us humans possess, where we will pick up on, oh, wait a second. Again, a lot of us have had those moments where you're talking to somebody, everything's going well, never a thought, never a sexual thought, never a thought. This is just somebody you're either working with or somebody you know, and then all of a sudden, and I don't want to say a spark, because it's not something that either of you guys really, it's just some little snap of something happens, huh? Yeah.
Like a primal instinct type thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then does it work? Does it, or do you guys like go, oh crap, let me get the hell away from this?
Well, I suppose it depends on what you were doing beforehand.
Yeah.
I guess with people, there's other stuff involved. I mean, yeah, if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, in the animal kingdom, they don't really care about that. But here, you know, you definitely do.
Do you have that ability to make it happen on purpose?
Well, I'm
like, let's say you're on a date.
I'm very, very manly, so yes. No.
Yeah. Okay, D. Oh, that's
every guy in the world will tell you they do. Sure.
Okay. Okay. No, that's good. Okay, you see, so then guys, that's what you do. Okay, if you think this is going nowhere and she's just talking about her mother and you're like, okay, this is really ridiculous. And you're like, well, what does this mean that she's talking about my mother? Does it mean she wants me to meet her mother? Whatever. Oh, by the way, that's rule number two. Okay. Act like you're interested in her family. Not sleazy stalker interest. But if she's talking
about... So you're saying
about,
don't ask about her sister first?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. See, not the sister. Okay, right. And you don't want to look like you're like, ooh, is your mom sexy? I did that with my husband and his brother. I thought my husband was so hot. And he's talking about his older brother. I'm like, what does your brother look like? And I didn't mean to, like, want to hit on his brother later. I would just dying to know if my husband looked that good, then I needed to make sure I wasn't going to fall in love with his brother. So I needed that out there.
Well, you know, as a younger man, I was told by my father to always look at your girlfriend's mother, just so that way you know what she looks like when she's older.
Oh, that is scary. That is. That's true. Yeah, it's scary, though, because, I mean, oh, my God. Yeah, because I saw my... Well, no, you know what? My mother-in-law, but that's my husband. I looked at my husband's father. My husband's father's kind of a good-looking guy, so I think I'm okay.
So you're in the clear, yeah.
I'm in the clear. I hope I'm in the clear. All right, next. Okay, so you're at dinner. You're like, okay, I want to... And by the way, guys. Okay, don't think about sex when you're with her. Okay, because that's going to muddle you all up. Okay, have sex as like the frosting on the cupcake. Okay, hope that you have a smaller goal. Because the women are thinking while they're at dinner with you that all you're thinking about is sex. So they already have all these let's say, barriers put up just in case. You know, like what if they didn't shave their legs? What if they didn't douche? What if they didn't whatever? So there's all this stuff women are doing during the date. So one thing that would really, really work for you guys is while you're on the date, okay, just throw this out there, okay? Go, look, when I drop you off at home later, okay, don't forget before I leave to, you know, you're talking about this collection that you have. Make sure before I drive off, run in, let me see it, or run and bring it out to me. So I don't want to leave without looking at it tonight. And you're like, wait a second. She'll be like, wait a second. So he's not planning on coming inside the house. He's already not assuming he's having sex with me. He's assuming that he's going to be dropping me off at my front door. I got to tell you guys, that's going to work. It is going, and don't lie. Be honest about it. Be prepared mentally that you're just going to drop her butt off and drive away and, you know, hope to see her again. But if she thinks that you're not thinking about sex and she's in control, we women want to be in control of what's happening with us. We do. Yeah.
I got to ask here. So you're telling me that the rule is don't think about sex. You don't want me to think about sex by not thinking about sex.
Yes. No, don't plan it. Don't have the sex planned out. Plan that you're not having sex, and you'll probably have sex. You see?
Yeah,
have that not a part of the plan. No, listen, haven't you ever been on a date where you had everything all ironed out, all, okay, so we're going to do this, and then I'm going to make sure I do this, and then it doesn't happen, and you look like a jerk. But what if you act like, okay, look, you know, in your mind, and let her know that sex isn't even on the table tonight, then it may happen. Didn't that ever happen to you, or did you screw up every single time you went out?
Well, I have a girlfriend for 8 years, so no, I haven't screwed up every time. So.
No. Okay, it doesn't work when you have a girlfriend. We're talking first date. Okay, how did it go with your first date?
Well, I've had some good ones, some bad ones, yeah. With my current girlfriend, sealed the deal that night, you know what I'm saying?
You did! Okay, well, Scott is an exception to the rule, okay? But here's the thing, if it's meant to be, I mean, you guys have been together for years, then it's kismet. Okay, so thank you for proving my point wrong. I really appreciate that, thank you.
Yeah, that's anything to help with the show, right?
I know. All right, guys, don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Shaky Boo is in the studio with us as my co-host today, even though Shaky Boo is doing absolutely nothing. Shaky Boo! He's in Spanish, it's sacudito. Sacudito! So yeah, he's not happy. His potty box really reeks of ammonia. I, you know, clean out the potty box, but it just stinks so bad. It's the ammonia. Shakeaboo's not even your poo-poo anymore. It's the ammonia. Oh, my gosh. Cat ammonia. Horrible. While we were talking about relationships and dating, et cetera, I also received an email on in-laws. Apparently, we have one of our listeners, and way to go, where he moved on to the point where they aren't engaged yet, but we're coming up on Christmas. Okay, Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc. And what to do with the in-laws? Should he bring her, you know, the mother-in-law something? He's kind of getting a little bit of a cold death stare, okay, from the mother-in-law. And, you know, it's the mother-in-law of a daughter is not as bad as a mother-in-law of a son. Okay, you have nothing to worry about the mother-in-law with the daughter. Because, in fact, the mother of your girlfriend or your future wife is going to save you hours and hours of headaches. So when your daughter or wife wants to do something that you really don't want to do, like let's say she wants to go shopping or she wants to go to this one fair or she wants to go to whatever, say, you know what, why don't you go with your mom and I'll meet up with you guys for dinner. She thinks you want to hang out with her mother later, and you just had her go off with her mom, and you didn't have to go. Okay, so use your wife's mother-in-law to your advantage. Her father, you're screwed. Okay, that's her dad.
I was just going to say, that all works until she goes, yeah, and then you can go out with my dad.
Right. Yeah, that, you cannot be anywhere near her father. Because, you know, he's a man, and you're with the daughter, and especially you, Scott, sealing the deal on the first date. Okay, you're probably, like, hated by him, unless he doesn't know. But, all right, so... Yeah, so the father, you're in trouble. Where you're in trouble is somebody like me as a woman who is trying to marry a man, move him in to your home, your nest, and Mama Bird is not having it. So the mother-in-law of the guy you want to be with, that is the it's going to get bloody. Okay, and you know, it's very, very interesting. So as a girl, okay, and now you're getting from the girl perspective. I know I talk from the guy perspective, and many of you guys are like, what the hell is she talking about? She doesn't even know. I do know. Okay, thank you. Remember, I have more guy friends than girlfriends, so I know what the guys want. I just do, and that's why I was able to get my husband, because I knew exactly what he wanted, because my friends trained me so well. That's also why I have a radio show, because I had guy friends. Okay, that's just what you, that you just have to have, you have to hang out with the guys. You gotta know. Okay, so, as a girl, when I thought I was gonna get married, and we've talked about this many times, there are two different things women do. One is they think Prince Charming is gonna come on his horse, rescue her from her mean mom and stepmom and dad and all that, and take her away into his castle. When I was really, really little, I kind of fantasized about that, okay? Until you realize that in that castle is a mean witch or the Wicked Witch of the West or whatever, okay? So then you have a different thinking. You're like, wait a second, I'm going to build my own castle. You know, it's the 80s, it's the 90s. So women could build their own castle. I could get my own horse if I wanted to get my own horse. Right? So then you start doing, you know what? I'm going to build my own castle. And I'm going to meet my husband halfway on his horse. I'm going to be on my beautiful horse. It'll be like a big Pegasus, okay? And unicorn or whatever. You know, he'll be on, I don't know, one of these, I don't know, some, what's it called where you have half horse? Well, anyway, okay, so he comes on his Lord of the Rings type of thing, okay, looking all like Aragorn, okay, and Strider, looking all sexy and stuff, okay? And I go, oh, Viggo Mortensen. He's like, yeah. And then we go off into the sunset and we build our own castle. That's the fantasy I always had. Okay? And a lot of women do that now. Because they're like, well, what if the castle, you know, has a very pretty chambermaid in it? And Prince Charming is moving me into this house and he has a chambermaid along the, no, not happening. So we women learn very early on that we need to make our own castle. He can run the castle. He could be king of the castle, but we're the ones that design it. Okay? We are the ones that lay the foundation. We are the ones that handle the security. Okay? All my armed guards are shirtless. Right? You know, they could be wearing all the metal and armor, you know, but make sure they're shirtless. Okay, so that kind of thing. Okay, so we women already have that all handled. Okay? So, we think we got it down. He loves us. If he wants to be with us, he has to go to our castle. Okay? We have this beautiful feather bed. Everything's all great. Until his mama gets involved. And his mom's like, wait a second, this is my house. You're taking my baby out of my castle? And you're like, well, you know, yeah, okay, he's my baby now. And she's like, oh, no, you didn't. And you're like, yes, I did. So then you guys go back and forth with that. And as a young princess, you aren't thinking about, well, when you have a baby, no one's going to be taking your baby away. Oh, hell to the no. So we women have to realize, and we don't, that the average mother-in-law is actually doing what she is innately designed to do, protect her babies. And here you are ripping her baby away from all her half-naked armed guards and taking your baby away to your castle that could be across the Middle Earth, where there could be trolls and orcs. Oh, hell to the no. So you need to make her think that she's still going to be relevant and one of the most important women in her son's life. Because I got two boys. There is no way I'm going to let some young, pretty thing become now the only woman in their lives that they listen to. I'm their mama. I'm supposed to be the most important woman in their life. So how do I do this now? Because I don't want to be the mother-in-law from hell. So what you need to do, if you are trying to make a relationship work, and it may never work, she may always hate you. Your mother-in-law may always hate you. And but she will fight you if she doesn't still have some control. So you need to design and manipulate, okay? And that's what we women do. And we can talk about that. And choreograph. Let's use the word choreograph because it's nice to manipulate. You need to choreograph where she gets control over certain things. So now we're coming to the holidays. If she wants holidays at her house and she wants holidays her tradition, let's say your mother-in-law's name is Lulu. And this has to be a Lulu Christmas or a Lulu Thanksgiving. Give it to her. Give it to her. You don't have to already start, even if your kids are young, you don't have to already start establishing. Later on, when she gets too old to cook or whatever, yeah, then you could go ahead. And I know Christmas is really important. I get that. Because I was fighting that, too. I'm like, well, we want our own traditions. We don't want to do Christmas or however we do it at your house. I mean, the way we did it at our house was really cool. And I want to inject that. So what you could do is you could say, look, this is yours, but I really want some of my own family's traditions in there. Can I bring a dish? Can I whatever? And you could also celebrate two holidays. You could do two Christmases, two Hanukkahs, okay? But let the in-laws have their holidays, okay? Let her, say, look, we want to do brunch. Let me do, next Sunday, let me do brunch my way. You could do brunch, but make sure you guys start to split up. So she needs to know that she's still going to be relevant. As a mom and an aging mom, they don't want to be left alone. They don't want to be forgotten about. And they also don't want to be hated. They want to know. And that's another thing. One thing that I was very, very honest about with my in-laws is like, look, you guys are the head of the family. Trust me, I don't want the head of the family. You guys are steering the ship. Okay? But I'm going to be building my own boat eventually. And if you want to be invited onto that boat and not, being pulled by the dinghy, okay, where you could be, plummeted by orcs and sea monsters. I use a lot of different references. You get my drift. Okay, you guys know what to do with the in-laws now? Okay, good. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDAI. I want to apologize. My co-host, Shaky Boo, is right now in the potty box that I have in the studio right now. Keep in mind, the studio does not have windows, and he is right now. See? That's what happens when you have a co-host. Hold on a second. Where is he right now? Shaky Boo! Oh, Shaky Boo. Lord have mercy. I'm going to have to smell that for the next 15 minutes. That is the last time you're going to be a co-host on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, gosh. Guest. Yeah, no, there's no way I'm going to let him be a co-host. This was ridiculous. He was the most worthless guest today ever. Okay, so Mariah had asked me to talk about some Chinese herbs and what does what. And you know, I want to apologize that I don't talk much about Chinese medicine because, you know, I have to be very, very careful. I don't want to say it doesn't work. I don't want to say it does work. I have to be very, very careful when I bring up what you can use for what, because even though I personally think that there's a lot of medicinal uses and a lot of applications for Chinese medicine, as a board-certified family doctor and people just tuning in, you know, many people, they don't listen to, you know, the whole show. Yeah, big surprise there. They'll turn it on, they'll shut it off, they'll flip a station and go, oh, crap, it's Dr. Dahlia again. And if I'm sitting there going, guys, echinacea is for this, then everyone's like, okay, well, Dahlia said use echinacea. And again, you know, because I'm board-certified with what I do and as an MD in modern medicine, I can only really report what's been studied. However, because I love herbalism so much, and I think that stuff is so cool, I'm allowed to talk to you about what it's used for. So very, very interesting. There was a Hippocratic post has talked about 18 common herbs and what they could, you know, how they work. And many of you may say, yeah, Dolly, I've been using this all the time. Great, good. But again, we have to be very, very careful with interactions with other drugs. In fact, a study has come out saying some cholesterol medications could interact with certain heart drugs. Let me see if I have that too. Yeah, statins can interact with, let me find out which heart drug class this is. I'm sorry about that. I want to make sure I give you guys the latest. Are they even sane? Yeah, let me see. They could interact with fibrates. We know that, like Lopid. They could interact with calcium channel blockers. Apparently, some statins could interact with the Norvasc that you're taking, even though Pfizer came out with a Norvasc Lipitor combo, and my patients did very, very well. But for some people, there could be a interaction. Warfarin, which is a blood thinner you need to be careful about. Antiarrhythmic agents like amiodarone, digoxin, and heart failure medication. So what they're basically concerned about is you take, let's say, a statin medication. If you're taking some of these other medications, your statin, like your Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, etc., may not metabolize fully. So you may have higher circulating levels. If you have higher circulating levels, then you could possibly be overdosing on some of these medications. So you want to make sure you make that your medical provider knows. So as we start to talk about some of these herbs right now, keep in mind that some of the herbs could interact with your medications. Even though these could be very innocent, like grapefruit. You all, you know, are very frustrated when it comes to grapefruit juice. You're like, wait a second, I can't have grapefruit juice? This is ridiculous. Why? It's natural. It's grapefruit. It's citrus. Because with some medications, it could kind of mess with the way medications get metabolized, and you can unfortunately have higher levels of a drug that you don't want. Because, again, these drugs are designed to be metabolized at a certain rate. So keep it on. So peppermint they have here. Peppermint and peppermint tea. It could relieve indigestion. Colic, gas, can also relieve menstrual pain. I should be smoking this stuff. And get the oil, peppermint oil, from the entire plant. If you vaporize the oil, they say it could help wheezing, sinusitis, asthma, and laryngitis. It could also act as a mild diuretic. Again, please be very careful with any of these. If you vaporize something, the peppermint could irritate the lung linings. There haven't been enough studies on that, but it's that's what some people use peppermint oil. I could totally see you breathing in some peppermint and it widening the sinuses. I just don't know if I would vape it directly. Echinacea. Echinacea is a purple daisy. It's native to America. I guess they use the root to help fight off infections and boost your immune system. They say tincture of echinacea in Chinese medicine has been used to treat shingles, ulcers, flu, tonsillitis, can also be used as a mouthwash. They say homeopathic echinacea can also be used to treat blood poisoning, chills, aches, and nausea. Okay? Garlic. Garlic has been used, obviously, to ward off infection. In fact, fresh garlic juice can fight topical skin fungal infections. It's a natural antiseptic. Helps support your immune system. If you take garlic regularly, it could ward off coughs and colds. It could also, they say, help fight sinusitis and intestinal worms. Again, we don't have enough studies on this, especially with cancer, but there has been some discussion of garlic and its prevention of stomach cancer. They say if you eat fresh parsley, it will reduce the stink of garlic. Evening primrose oil, also native to America. It contains gamma linoleic acid, which is a type of omega-6 fatty acid. This helps with joint stiffness. We also use evening primrose oil for fibrocystic breast disease. They say it can also help concentration and brain power in Chinese medicine. Aloe vera, I've used this many times on burns. The gel can ease the pains of burns and cuts and abrasions. It's antifungal, antibacterial, soothes as eczema. There's a mouthwash of aloe that could be good for sore gums. Again, be very, very careful because with these homeopathic teething tablets for kids' teething, they say there's been 10 infant deaths thus far. So, again, we have no idea what you could use on an infant at this point, but I understand why your thought process was like, I could just stick some aloe, that I could just let them chew on some aloe. I don't know. Feverfew, daisy-like flowers that grow in Europe. They alleviate symptoms of migraine. Oh, man, I'll snort the stuff. I hate my migraines. Feverfew can be used to reduce the pain of arthritis. And menstrual pain can cause nausea and vomiting. Do not take it if you're pregnant. Marigold flowers, also used in herbal medicine, help skin and eye problems, can soothe sore varicose veins, inflamed spots. If you make a tea of it, helps menstrual pain. Lotions help fight fungal infections. Ginkgo. Ginkgo comes from a tree native to China. An ingredient, glycosides, the flavone glycosides, help increase blood flow and improve circulation, which is why people think it helps boost memory. Can also, though, thin bloods may cause nosebleeds. Ginger, eaten fresh, it's supposed to help with nausea, as we know. Ginger protects the stomach against ulcers, they say. If you have gallstones, do not take ginger. Arnica. Or arnica, yellow flower, which grows on the mountains. Also, homeopathic remedy is supposed to help with the shock and pain after an accident. You could also put it onto bruised area, but not skin. Witch hazel. Witch hazel is so good for hemorrhoids. Oh, my gosh, I love witch hazel. Oh, man. Sitting on it now. Used as a tincture or a cream. Painful varicose veins you could also use. They say it could also help some swollen, tired eyes. That's why a lot of people use Preparation H in the morning for their eyes to make them less puffy. I wouldn't recommend it. Frankincense, found from the frankincense tree as an oil used to treat anxiety and tension. Anti-aging helps with bronchitis and wheezing. Chamomile from Europe helps ease insomnia, helps you sleep, digestive. Tea tree oil from Australia, antiseptic, used to clean wounds, antiviral, etc. They say it could help treat ringworm. I have not seen tea tree oil work with toenail fungus. It doesn't get deep enough. Wild yam from Mexico eases menstrual pain, menopausal symptoms, vaginal dryness. Lavender, very soothing, can also help with bites and stings, etc. Help you go into a deep sleep. St. John's wort, to be very, very careful with serotonin syndrome, can interfere with other drugs, but it's supposed to help treat depression. Whew! See, who said I don't teach you anything on the show? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.